This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The electric utility that serves Duluth, Minnesota and its environs is mothballing four of its coal power generating plants, and not because the Environmental Protection Agency told it to, either. Minnesota Power is shutting them down for 3 months because it can't get its hands on enough coal. Railroads and rail cars are crazy busy carrying oil from North Dakota, for one thing, causing all kinds of delays all over the place. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Al Rudick is Vice President of Strategy and Planning for Minnesota Power. The Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad has delivered the utility's coal for decades. And I asked him, has this kind of thing happened before?
This is unprecedented. We've never had to shut our units off because we can't get the coal we need. This year, they've had a lot of challenges on their rail system in terms of congestion, weather, and a lot of business.
And a lot of unhappy customers. Farmers can't get a bumper crop to market. Automakers say they've had as many as 200,000 vehicles at some points, just sitting, waiting to be picked up by a train. Professor Alan Zaremski runs the Railroad Engineering Program at the University of Delaware.
On some of the high-demand routes, we're reaching capacity, and so railroads have to now start increasing capacity. The downside of that is increasing capacity is not something you do in a couple of hours.
If you've got a right-of-way, he says it's a year or three. Meanwhile, it's not like those customers have other options. No other railroad even serves Minnesota Power, which is why it's such a great time to be in the railroad business. Profits are way up. Eric Marshall is a portfolio manager for Hodges Mutual Funds, which has been investing in railroads for more than 10 years.
You and I couldn't go out and start a railroad today, regardless of how much money we had, because we couldn't get all the easements and everything to go out and build a railroad across the country.
So for now, Minnesota Power is stockpiling coal, hoping to build up a supply to get itself through the winter. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.